minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. It's time for our weekly visit with the one and only Bodie Hume. Had a great game last night in a win over Idaho State. 20 points for Bodie. Bodie joins us each and every week, brought to you in part by First Advantage. Those guys are diehard Bears fans. I mean, they were there last night, I'm sure. They're at front row, front and center. Jeff and Matt and their lovely families love supporting everything UNC and, of course, what you've done in your whole career, man. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. Doing good. Glad to be here again.
How's the eye doing? Are you... I'm good, yeah.
Just taking a few bumps and bruises, you know, lots of games that we've been playing, just trying to take care of the body. Everything seems to be healthy, so no complaints.
I mean, were you guys exhausted after last night?
Very exhausted. I you could kind of tell the atmosphere, like we were ready to play and we were super excited to get back at them. But even Idaho State, you could tell like everyone was kind of gassed. They were all running on E, and ultimately that game was decided by who was just going to play a little bit tougher and who wanted to win this game.
It's a gritty type of performance, and I suppose that's, I mean, you get today and tomorrow, and you'll be back at it on Thursday at some big games. The Eastern Washington game's interesting because they're kind of on the heels right now, and I know locking up that top five spot is important, so we'll get to that. But, we were talking to Jerry earlier. Coor, I mean, he was feeling it, too. I mean, I know all of you guys were feeling it. Stacking up all these games, though, so what's it mean to you to be able to pull that one out? Of course, the Weber State game as well.
Both of those games are huge for us, especially going on to that road trip and starting with Idaho State and not coming out with a win. And then going to Weber and winning our second game ever there in like 80 years or something is just a huge positive for us and a huge motivation booster. And then obviously we had to win last night because we needed to get these guys back. And ultimately every game from here on out is going to be important for our seeding for the Big Sky Tournament. So that's kind of what we're focused on.
Your career has been so fun to follow, Bodie, but it's got to be, you're cracking all these top 10 records, you're getting in there with points and everything, but you're also on, UNC's won two games at Weber State, and you've been on both of those teams. That's got to be pretty cool.
No, definitely, especially in the ways we've won both of those games. I know my sophomore year when we won, it was off of a last-second play, too, by a layup given up by them, and this year we just... Ultimately, we ended up playing a little bit better, but going into overtime with them and just knowing that it was a close game, it's just a lot of fun to be a part of.
You were everywhere. You had 15 boards in that Weber State game. Critical blocks. I mean, you're coming up with blocks now left and right, and I love seeing it. Matt Johnson, of course. I mean, we're calling him Matty Ice now. He's transformed. It's like, does anything rattle that guy? He's had a couple of those last-second shots.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt's just a great energy booster for us, and he's a really, really good basketball player. Shout out to him. He's been around the program just as long, even longer than I have. So you know that everything that I've done, he's been a part of as well. And just to see him finally be able to have the opportunities to make some big shots for us and to be the guy for us is really awesome to see. And I mean, he's stepping up and he's doing that and with big numbers. So that's just great for us.
Yeah, no question. I mean, even looking last night, 15 points. You guys were getting to the free throw line. You especially were getting to the free throw line, 7 of 10. That's such a game changer when you can get to the line. Obviously, get guys in foul trouble, but you getting that opportunity for those and one moments or even just getting some easy buckets.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's mine are a little tainted just because I got to shoot some one on ones late towards the end, but definitely just winning the free throw battle as well as with these guys, the rebound battle, that was going to be huge for us. And I remember hearing one point, you know, you can't block everything out. Sometimes you hear the announcers, and I think it was 28 to 16 was our rebound count to there. So that's always a huge positive for us.
Yeah, no question. How much do you pay attention to that stuff when you do?
Not much.
Catch it sometimes,
and you're like,
"What's going on over there, man?"
Most of the time, it's when I hear President Feinstein shooting the disc golf at half court. It's about all I usually hear.
Gotta love that, man. This race is tight. The next game coming up on Thursday. Again, still a few more opportunities to see this Bears team here in Greeley. Eastern Washington. That's why it's interesting because they're sitting at 8-8 in the conference. Getting top five, that's first and foremost at this stage. Obviously, there's still big goals in mind for you guys, but getting in that top five, getting that first round bye, especially with your crazy schedule, I know is critical for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you look forward to this EWASH game, you can tell that they're a really, really good group of guys, and they have some really, really good kids on their team. They just haven't had a lot of the games go the way that they should have. So we can't really half step with them. I mean, they've like you said, they're 8-8 and and they have every opportunity to win pretty much every game that they've lost. So for us to go out there and just know that we have to play our best basketball is what we're going to focus on.
Yeah, and I think that would almost, I'm not sure if mathematically it would do it, but that would almost lock you guys up in that top five spot. Now, just looking at the standings the rest of the way through, huge road games at the end. Obviously, we know we got Idaho on Saturday, but then at Montana State. Who knows how things are going to work out, but Montana State currently sitting at 13-3, first place. But they have some big games. They have Montana, Southern Utah, and you guys coming up.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's the best part of being a college athlete is getting to play those important games last. And Montana and Montana State are both at the top of the standings, and just knowing that we get an opportunity to play them first. And even if worse comes to worse and we lose one or two of those games, we know what we can do to win those games in the tournament based off of that. So it's really nice to see.
Is there a fine line for you guys right now? I was thinking about this with Coach Smiley and the coaching staff and how they're organizing practices and everything. Because on one hand, you want to push as hard as you can for that top five, move up in the standings, better spot in the tournament, maybe even win the regular season. But also, you don't want to get to the point where you've exhausted yourselves both mentally and physically by the time the tournament rolls around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think Smiley does a great job of knowing when to rest us and winning when we are able to be pushed a little bit. I think ultimately our practices are scaled back. We aren't doing as much grunt work and as much pounding on the body, but more mental stuff and executing things so that we don't mess up plays and we don't mess up scout mistakes on defense and stuff like that.
Yeah, what's the practice schedule been like? I was listening to Coach Smiley today. Did he give you kind of one of those days off kind of deals, or how
did
that go?
Yeah, we did get a day off today just because, we've been on a bus for 5+ hours and on a plane ride for 2 separate plane rides since the weekend. So for us to have a day off today is just really big for us. And then tomorrow we have a practice where we go over Ewash's stuff. We have individual work with ourselves as well as teamwork where we're executing our plays. And then we watch personnel on Ewash, and then we get ready to be Ewash. So that's kind of how it goes.
That's where you want to be. You want to be at this point where you're stringing together some wins. Like we said, still a very realistic possibility that you guys can win the regular season title. Do you talk about that? Or is it just at this stage, dude, it's one game at a time. We got to survive each and every game.
I think if you asked everyone on an individual level, they would all know where we're at and know what we can do. I know what we're preaching is that it's one game at a time and we have to approach it one game at a time, because I think a lot of times, especially even me, we all start to look ahead. And I think that might have been what the Idaho State game happened at Idaho State, is we just started looking ahead and overlooked a team. So really, we're focused on one team at a time.
It sounds cliche, but these conferences are so tough that even teams like Idaho State, they're able to compete and they're able to put up those crazy games against teams. That's, you know, these conferences, you guys get to know each other so well. You see it this time of year. You know, sometimes the teams at the bottom or in the middle are pulling off upsets left and right. It's pretty common in college basketball.
Yep, no, absolutely. Especially for our conference. Every team has one or two or even three guys that are really, really good for them. And on any given night, anyone can win, which is kind of crazy. I know, like, I hear all these people that talk about mid-major sports gambling. It's like, dude, I would stay out of that. There's too many ups and downs in mid-major sports for it to be even remotely good to gamble with.
You're exactly right, man. I mean, just looking at these conferences, every single conference, the game, if guys are favored to win by like 9 points, I think that ends up going to overtime,
yep,
or something.
Exactly.
Or upset city just constantly happens. And this is the time of year for that especially, right?
Absolutely. Especially everyone's really trying to be playing their best basketball going into their tournament. So that's kind of what everyone's focusing on.
Bodie Hume in studio. Of course, Cables is an amazing restaurant. They're a big-time supporter of all things UNC basketball as well. That might be a perfect idea for you, man, to relax a little bit. Just get over to Cables and just kind of have one of those. I mean, the menu's it's so great. Everything on that menu is delicious.
Yeah. No, for sure. Shout out to them. They've been great supporters of me and ultimately the whole Bears team. They've talked basketball with us for a long time.
They've fed basketball players for quite some time, man.
Longer.
I mean, that's great. And so it's Bodie Hume approved. It's UNC basketball approved, more importantly,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Bodie, I got to ask you some off UNC Bears questions here. CSU up north, of course, football team. They're doing something, and I wanted to see how unique you think this is. They are doing open tryouts next Friday. Obviously, you got to be going to CSU, but open tryouts for walk-on opportunity. Is that... I mean, I know that you're on the basketball side of it, but is that rare in your mind? Is this something that's common?
Nah, definitely. I don't think I've ever seen UNC do it. I'm sure there's some programs that need to have a certain amount of guys that they can't necessarily reach. I just don't know. I see it as something rare and unique for CSU to try, and who knows? Maybe it'll work out for them. I mean, you never know with some people. There's always diamonds in the rough. Huh?
Maybe you find somebody out there that just didn't quite think they had it, or different circumstances. Who knows? Hey, it doesn't hurt. It's probably not bad PR either.
No, absolutely not. It can only be good.
Speaking of that, you and I were talking, too, about Trey McBride a little bit. You guys played against each other forever, and you're pretty tight with the guy.
Yeah, I think I can call him my friend. I don't know what he thinks, but no, definitely I've grown up with him. He can tell you stories where I've scored baskets for his team in basketball. So, no, he's a good dude, and I'm really excited for him and what his future holds. And it's really cool to see what he's been able to accomplish at CSU, as well as that Reese's All-American game and all sorts of stuff like that.
You think he'll go number in the first round?
I hope so, man. It's nice to see not necessarily a small town, but a smaller town guy that has worked his way up so hard to be able to have that opportunity. I only hope it goes well for him.
Obviously, I love when Colorado kids do great things. You're one of those guys. I really love it when the area Colorado kids do it. I mean, I've talked to you about it. I mean, you'll see on the wall, you were our football player of, I think you were a football and basketball player of the year. You were football player of the week several times in high school. And that's what's so fun for us, is to be able to watch those high school games and to literally see you grow up and play at the Division I level. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah, and it's been a crazy experience. I went and watched Sterling basketball play two weeks ago, I think, and I'm sitting there like, man, if I would have known half the stuff that I know now, basketball wouldn't have been fair. You know, like playing some of these kids, it just would have been so much fun to be a part of teams like that and have the skill that I do now, or the mindset and the ability to do what I do now. It would be crazy to be a part of.
That's how much you learn from all these great coaches.
Absolutely.
And obviously a wonderful coaching staff now. I think sky's the limit for Steve Smiley. We were just talking about your old coach, Jeff Linder. Do you think he's long for Wyoming, man? I mean, 2 years, and they did crack the top 25 once. They're probably going dancing. We'll see. There's still work to be done. But what do you think, man? Is Jeff Linder going to be around this area much longer?
I don't know. It's tough to say. I definitely think that he's done a great thing with that program. I mean, we beat them my freshman and sophomore year, and ultimately he came there and he started turning that program around like that. And it's really crazy to see what he can do, as well as him and his coaching staff. And he just morphs into a team so well, and it's really cool to watch him and the Wyoming Cowboys this year.
Really love a lot of these coaches throughout the area, man. I mean, they all get it. They're great at marketing their teams, and obviously you know this more than anybody, but you know two of them that we talk about, Smiley and Linder. They know their stuff. You just said it, man. I mean, if I would have known all this stuff that I've learned through playing and through this coaching staff, man, skies would have been the limit. But that's got to be great to have two great basketball minds that you've been with the last few
absolutely
years.
And I think not only have two great basketball minds, but two great basketball minds that have worked together for so long that they have similar interests and similar takes on the game. Smiley and Linder have pretty much the same offenses, and that was great for me to adjust to. And Smiley does a great job of planning well offensively, and he's really defensively minded, which has been great for us and ultimately helped us grow defensively as well.
Yeah, no question about it, man. You guys are so many Bears are so fun to watch. It's cool to see, you know, coaches that move on and go do great things too, because ultimately that's still good for the University of Northern Colorado. Four games remaining on this regular season, man, and we know they're all big at this stage, because at this point it's about setting yourselves up for the best possible spot in the Big Sky Conference tournament. I know you have big goals, and they start again. They've been rocking and rolling all season, but then it's like a clean slate. Now you just look forward to Eastern Washington.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Just like I said, one game at a time, and focusing on the best effort of it.
All right, my friend. Bodie, we'll let you get out of here, man. Get some rest, all right?
Yes.
Stop by Cables.
Yes.
Tell the gang we said hi, and just relax, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, man. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we will switch gears. We'll get Mike Brohard from CSURams.com on the program, so we'll look forward to catching up with Mike in just a moment. Let's take a short break. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.